Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Small business owner, you're special among Americans. You are a latter-day pioneer of our society and truly one of America's heroes. Welcome back, heroes. It's 13 After. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I appreciate your business. Our good friend Noah St. John is our guest, as I promised you, and let me tell you a little bit about him. He's the founder of the Success Clinic. He's developed the world's first teaching system to help people overcome success anorexia, a condition that he identified and has developed the concept around how to solve that problem, how to cure yourself of success anorexia. His book is called Permission to Succeed, which is newly out in softbound book, and it's available in bookstores. It's available online. Noah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here again.
It's good to have you back. And I know we've done this before, but I just don't think we can do it too much, and that is to explain what success anorexia is.
So success anorexia, Jim, is a condition that prevents people from allowing themselves to succeed. Now, no one has ever talked about this subject before, to my knowledge, and I'm the person who discovered this condition, as you said. But what's important for people to understand is that we have been studying success and self-help literature for years, and a lot of it has talked about the fear of success and self-sabotage in a way that really hasn't helped people enough. And a lot of people that I work with across the country and around the world, they say, I've studied this stuff for years, and I'm still not where I want to be. I've been reading all the books, I've been listening to all the tapes, I've gone to all the seminars, and it's still not working.
That's one of the key elements or characteristics in the profile of someone with success anorexia is they're surrounded with success literature and information.
That's exactly right. But what we need to remember, Jim, is that the success literature currently that's out there prior to my book is all about how to succeed. Now, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If we want to learn how to do something, or if we want to do something like succeed, which of course everyone does,
right,
it's good to know how to do it. However, what we need to realize, what people need to realize, is that as human beings, 90% of what we do comes from our why-tos, not our how-tos. When you know how to do something, that's all well and good, but if you don't have enough why-tos of doing that thing,
mm-hmm,
you won't be able to do it. And not only that, even more subtly and even more profoundly for people, if they have enough of what I call the why-not-tos, they will not let themselves do it no matter how many how-tos you have. And that is the key that no one has expressed before. That's what permission to succeed in my teaching is all about.
All right. Now, folks, I want Noah to tell you quickly about a teleconference he's got coming up, and then we're going to get into some things called Three Simple Facts About Success That Almost Everyone Ignores. We are going to talk a lot this hour about success anorexia, but we're going to build a case for why it happens to you and how to get out of it, how to avoid it or how to cure yourself, maybe I should say, of success anorexia. But Noah, you were telling me about a teleconference you've got coming up.
Exactly, and I do want to suggest for people listening that you might want to get a pencil and paper handy, because we're going to be talking a lot about this subject, and I'm also going to give people a phone number that they can call. They can actually get a free autographed copy of my book. The way that they can do that is to call a phone number, which I'll give out in a minute, and I want you to get a pencil and paper handy, because the way that you can get a free autographed book is by calling this number, and you can also take part in a teleconference call that we're going to be doing starting in a few weeks. It's going to be a nationwide teleconference call where you can pick my brain for an hour, and I'll be teaching you the secrets of how to get over success anorexia.
Now, how's that teleconference call going to work? Explain how that works.
Well, it's very simple. So people need to call this number. I hope you have a pencil and paper, and we'll be giving this number out during the show. But the phone number that you need to call is 908-213-0995, and all you need to do is give your information, just give your name and phone number, and all of the information is available at that number, 908-213-0995. That's all of the information is there. I have people who are waiting right now to take your phone call.
Operators are standing by.
Operators
right?
are standing by.
Tell us what's going to happen when they get to that number.
Well,
what's
what
going to happen?
Is they will get the information about, first of all, how they can get a free copy of my book and information about the teleconference call that's coming up in a few weeks.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So just call that number.
All right, sounds good. And we'll give that number out again in a little bit.
Yes.
Let's move over to chapter 17. I want to go to the back of the book and then come
yes.
back toward the front as
sure.
we get through with this. But I want to talk about what you call the three simple facts about success that almost everyone ignores. The first
yeah.
one is...
This was a fascinating chapter to write. It was very interesting because, again, a lot of the way that I wrote this book, Permission to Succeed, is it just kind of came through me. And so I said, well, what are some three simple facts about success that almost everyone ignores? Now, frankly, I could have written about 10 or 25 or 100 success myths, I call them. But I just decided to boil it down to three of the most common ones that we fail from. Now, one of the success myths that I talk about in the book is called, very simply, it's three words long, success is hard. Boy, is that a myth that we all believe in, I think. You know, we've all seen how you've got to work hard, you got to keep your nose to the grindstone, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what I show in the book, and I believe this very firmly with all my heart, is that it is harder to fail than to succeed. You have to work a lot harder to fail than to succeed because, quite frankly, the universe is set up to give us what we ask for. In fact, it can't not do that. These are universal principles that we're talking about, Jim, and it might sound a little airy-fairy or touchy-feely to some people, but frankly, this teaching has been around for thousands of years. I'm just putting it in a different form or a new form maybe for people. But the fact of the matter is when you ask the universe a question, when you ask your human brain a question, you have to get back an answer. And you have to get back an answer to that question. So if you're asking yourself, why am I such a loser? You, guess what? You're going to get an answer to that question. How come nothing ever goes right for me?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're going to find an answer to that question.
Well, and the thing is if that's your attitude, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, isn't it?
That is exactly right. And again, we have to remember that. Now, I know this might sound strange to some people, but the fact is, notice that when you're doing that, you are succeeding at failing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You are succeeding at failing because what is happening is you are getting the answers back to the questions. So that is, you are succeeding. I'm not trying to be facetious when I say that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that is really what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
You're being a very successful failure.
Precisely. Okay, and obviously no one does that on purpose.
That's right.
You know.
Stand by. No, we got to take a break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about success myth number two and success fact number two. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed, is our special guest and our good friend. 888-822-8255. Give us a call if you'd like to join us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're back with our good friend Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed. Noah, tell our audience where this book is available.
Well, this book is available, Permission to Succeed, at any bookstore. It's very new, so you may have to go to the counter and ask for Permission to Succeed by Noah St. John. You can also call 908-213-0995 and find out how to receive a free autograph copy of my book, as well as take part in a nationwide teleconference call that's going to be happening in a few weeks.
All right. Now, is it available online?
Yes. You can also go to successclinic.com, where there is my book, as well as my tape program and some special reports. And people, there's tons of free information also at successclinic.com. And people can also sign up for my free email newsletter that goes out every couple weeks.
One of the things I'd like to point out to people, and we're going to talk about the success myth and success fact number two in just a second. One of the things I'd like to point out to people is that you don't have to have full-blown, raging, chronic, incurable success anorexia for this information to be important and to help you. You could just have a little tinge of it. You could have just a 24-hour bug almost. I think you've heard me say this before, that I think I have had periods of success anorexia, and then I worked, you know, somehow I got out of it, but it would have been nicer, it would have been better for me had I known a lot of this information, had I known more about myself, had I known more about how success and failure work, and also the concept. I think your point is really excellent that you made in the last segment, the concept of being successful as a failure. I just think that's something that's a really important thing to say.
Well, thank you, Jim. And that is precisely why I wrote the book, because so many people, I mean, there are literally millions of people across the country like you and me, and believe me, I could have used this information years ago, too. And that's why I wrote the book, because this is very new. It's a new awareness. It's a new teaching, even though, as I mentioned, this teaching, in a sense, is thousands of years old, but no one had ever put it this spin on it before.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you're absolutely right. Again, all of the teaching that's been out there so far is about how to succeed. Well, there's nothing wrong with that if you already know that you're allowed to succeed.
Let's talk about success myth number two.
Exactly. Okay. You want to read it?
Or do life is it? Against us, and we've got to struggle and suffer to get ahead.
Exactly. When the fact is, the fact of the matter is that, again, success is natural because life really wants, and actually, life needs us to succeed. Now, how does that work? So, again, the myth is life is hard, and then you die.
Yeah.
You know, that's yeah. what a lot of people really
have
think.
Have a nice day.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But the fact of the matter is, again, we have to remember that life is set up, life wants us to succeed. And in fact, it can't not work that way. Again, we're talking about laws, Jim. We're talking about universal principles and laws. And again, Emerson talked about this, you know, years ago. He called it the law of laws, or the law of cause and effect. As you sow, so shall you reap. So again, mm-hmm. if you're putting out lousy thoughts, you're going to get lousy results. But that's not the universe's fault. That's not life's fault. That's the fault of the thinker. So we have to change our thinking. Now, the other part of this that's really important for people to remember is that when we succeed, whatever success means to you, when we allow ourselves to succeed, what we are literally doing is we are giving other people permission to succeed, because they look at us. I mean, haven't you ever been inspired by somebody's story? They overcame all these hardships.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, they trucked through the mud, and they did all of these things, and finally they came out at the other end. And
listen, I hold on to those stories. I read, I search for those stories,
well,
because
and we all
it means something to me.
Exactly, and we all do. We all become inspired, and the word inspire literally means to breathe. It comes from the Latin word spiritus, which
mm-hmm.
means to breathe, and so that is such an essential part of us. It is like breathing. So we need, that is why I literally say to people, for you to succeed gives others permission to succeed. And don't you think life wants more of that? Do you think
yeah.
life wants us all to sit around here and fail?
Another thing I want to stop for a second and talk about, and that is, what is the definition of success? And my audience knows that I have that my definition of success has a lot of different components. When I think of success, I don't think of stuff. I don't think of things. I don't think of money. I don't think of assets on a balance sheet. I think of a lot of different things. Are you successful in your personal life? Are you successful with your friends? Are you successful in your social life, in your spiritual life? Are you successful in business? There are a lot of different ways to measure success, and all of those different ways, you can have success anorexia in every one of them. Stand by, Noah. We got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Do you think you have success anorexia? If you're not sure, give us a call. Ask a question. Noah's got the answer. Stay with us. We are back 33 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate your business. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. You know, Noah, there was a book about 15 years ago probably that I saw on the bookshelves at a bookstore one time. And by the way, folks, Noah St. John is our guest. He's the author of Permission to Succeed. And get your pencil and paper ready. We're going to get him to give that number out in a minute. That's going to take you to the information on the teleconference. But Noah, I was in a bookstore, and I was just kind of looking around a little bit, and I saw a book sitting on the shelf that said, the title was, If I'm So Successful, Why Do I Feel Like Such a Failure?
Mm-hmm.
And that hit me. It almost knocked me down
yeah.
to read that. And this is a true story, folks. I'm telling it on myself. I looked around to make sure nobody was watching me pick that book up. I didn't want anybody to know that that book was something I would want.
Right.
And so I literally looked around and I saw no one was watching me. I picked the book up and I opened it up flat so no one could read that, you know, what I was reading. And I flipped through it and I bought the book. But as I bought the book, I took it to the counter. You know the UPC thing is on the back of the book.
Right.
I laid it down, face down, and just where she, all the lady had to do was scan the back, and then I paid for it.
Right.
I didn't want anybody to know that that was my problem, that I was thinking about that. Why did I feel like such a failure?
Exactly.
And so what I'm getting at is that I understand what people are going through when they're trying to deal with all this, when they're dealing with success anorexia.
That's exactly right, and that's why the title of the book, Permission to Succeed, that's why people do exactly the same thing that you're describing, Jim, with my book, Permission to Succeed. The nice thing about it is you don't have to be embarrassed about buying this book, because when you say permission to succeed, that's such a new concept for people.
And yeah.
I have people do exactly the same thing. I'm sitting there, if I'm doing a book signing or talking, they just go, bong, I mean, whoa, what? Oh my God, I've got to have this book, and it's flying off the shelf because people, this is such a revolutionary concept, yet it's one that people have had in the back of their mind for years.
Well, and it's a very positive approach, too. I like the permission concept because, as you've said before on the show, so many times we're not given permission to succeed. In fact, one of the things that I was thinking about when you were talking about myth number two, we've got to struggle and suffer to get ahead, that's almost biblically, that myth is almost biblically based.
Well,
in fact, it is biblically based.
Up here in New England, where I live, there's the Calvinist theory, which is precisely that. I had my grandmother was like, all of her, she said, life is to suffer, ain't it?
If you study the Old Testament, there's one lesson after the other about how much you have to suffer. I mean, there's one entire book about it. It's called the Book of Job, isn't it? And so,
yeah.
You know, I mean, and so we're grounded in all this. We've got all, and I'm not obviously, my audience knows I'm not saying we should forsake our religious background. I'm just saying that it's something that we grow up with, and sometimes it holds us back in preventing us from being successful. Let's talk about myth number three. Success means having all the answers.
A lot of people believe that, Jim. A lot of people believe that. But you want to know what the fact is? The fact is that success means asking the right questions and refusing to ask the wrong ones. That's what success truly is. And this is you can see how all of these myths and all of these facts are interwoven. So again, if you are asking yourself, why am I such a loser? How come nothing ever goes right for me? How come I can never get ahead? You are going to find an answer to that question. Now, the human brain has to find an answer or try to find an answer to any question that is continually and continuously put to it. Now, I'll prove that to you. Let me ask you a question. Why is the sky blue?
The atmosphere.
See, now, what did your brain do right then? Your brain... I'll tell you what your brain did, and everyone listening, your brain went, well, let's see, the sky is blue because, I don't know the answer, but you had to try to find the answer,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, that is just a simple fact of the human organism, and what I did was I said, well, wait a minute, if that's how the human brain works, if the human brain has to try to answer any question that is put to it, why are we going around making positive statements when we should be asking positive questions?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I created this technique or this method that you read about in the book in chapter 17 called affirmations. An affirmation is an empowering question just as an affirmation is an empowering statement. However, when you notice that the human brain has to try and answer any question that is continuously put to it, when you say something like, why am I so successful? Why am I so attractive? Why am I so healthy? As opposed to saying, I am healthy, I am attractive, I am successful.
Mm-hmm.
Those are statements. And you know what? They don't really work. They really don't work. That is precisely, this is a very brief overview of that chapter about affirmations, empowering questions. I get more letters and calls about this one aspect of my teaching, Jim, than all the others put together. People are saying to me, Noah, affirmations have changed my life because they can't not change your life. And that is one of the most exciting parts of this teaching, Jim, is to see people changing their lives simply by changing the questions that they continuously ask themselves.
I want to talk about some of those when we come back, but when we do come back, the first thing I want to talk about, I want to come back to this success myth number three. Success means having all the answers. Now, I want to talk about how that myth creates problems for small business owners. 888. Absolutely. 888-822-8255. We'll be right back, folks, with Noah St. John. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. It's 44 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you that Jan Yeager, our new friend, is going to be with us coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking about creative time management for the new millennium. I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Our guest this hour is our good friend Noah St. John. Noah's been with us many times before. I had Noah on the show about a year and a half ago. He had just started talking to people outside of his little circle when I found out about him. And I said, you know, this is good stuff. This is something that people need to know about. And I invited Noah on the show, and we started telling folks about it, didn't we, Noah?
Jim, yes, you've been one of the biggest advocates of my work, which goes along with your name, so that's perfect. Yes, and I sure appreciate it. Yeah, Jim was one of the first people to really get this information and to bring it to people, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
Well, it's my pleasure, and anything I can do to help small business owners who are my audience and also yourself. Before we go, I have some things I want to say about this success myth number three, but before we get into that, I want you to give us the phone number again where people can call to find out about the teleconference that you've got coming up, and they'll get all the information when they get there and the opportunity to receive a free autographed copy of your book, Permission to Succeed.
That's right. So people can go to any bookstore and get Permission to Succeed, but if you want to get an autographed copy, and in fact you get a free autographed copy of my book for when you sign up for my teleconference, the teleconference is $19.95, and so the book itself costs $10.95 when you go into any bookstore. However, the teleconference is going to be happening in a few weeks. All you have to do is call 908-213-0995. You will be signed up to get onto the teleconference as well as a free autograph. I mean, I'm going to personally autograph this book for you. So, I mean, if that means anything to you, that could be very beneficial.
Could be worth $1 million one of these days. Who knows? Noah, success myth number three. And folks, we'll allow Noah to give that number out again in a little bit. Success myth number three, success means having all the answers. When I read that, I thought of two things.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of being a parent and thinking that you had to have all the answers, and I thought of being a small business owner and thinking you had to have all the answers.
Well,
the truth is you don't have to have all the answers, and that's how we defeat ourselves sometimes, I think. And small business owners, one of the reasons why I'm doing this show is because small business owners are not good at asking questions. Small business owners believe, Noah, that they should already know the answer to the questions that they want to ask. When they have a question, it comes up in their own mind first, and then they say, I wish I knew the answer to that. And then when they think about asking somebody else, they think, well, that person thinks I should already know because I'm already in business.
And even more profoundly than that, Jimmy, and you're exactly right in what you're saying, but even more profoundly, remember, if you're asking lousy questions and you're getting answers, does that do you any good? If you're going around saying, why can I never figure this out? How come nothing ever goes right for me? How come I'm such a loser, etc.? You're going to get answers. Well, isn't that great? Now you've got answers, but you're asking lousy questions.
Yeah.
We've got to change the questions. But you're also right in what you're saying is that a lot of us, as business owners, we think we have to know all the answers already and go, oh, well, that's a stupid question. Well, if I was a real business owner, I would know the answer to that question. Why, you know, no one comes out of the womb knowing how to own and run a business. I mean, this is a very, very difficult thing that we're doing here. And it is very complex. And when you read the biographies of the great men and women in history, you realize that they made mostly mistakes and they still just kept going. So again, the question that they're asking themselves is, why am I a success? Why do I always keep going? That is a question that will empower you. And that becomes the statement, I am unstoppable. Why am I so unstoppable? Imagine if you went around asking yourself that question all day. Why am I so unstoppable? And you know what? You'd find an answer. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great?
Noah, let's go back to chapter 9 and talk about the first step to overcoming success anorexia. You call it unconditional support and loving mirrors.
That's exactly right. We need to remember that success anorexia occurs in a person because they do not feel safe to succeed. They do not feel that they have permission to succeed. Now, that permission can sometimes come from that person, but much, much more often, I see this in my work, is that it literally has to come from an outside source. It has to come from another human being. I call those people loving mirrors. Now, that's what I do as a success counselor. I am a loving mirror, or at least I attempt to be, meaning that what I do is I give people the unconditional support that they need to make positive changes in their life. You need to remember that people with this condition already know how to succeed. It's just as if you went to someone with anorexia and showed them how to eat. That wouldn't help them at all. What they need is to give themselves permission to eat. They need to allow themselves to eat. They are not eating, and we are not succeeding. People with success anorexia are not succeeding for these deeper underlying emotional reasons that no one's ever talked about before. That is the purpose of unconditional support.
And you need to find the loving mirrors that are in your life.
And that is
there are also people out there who are the opposite of loving mirrors.
That's true. And that is the reason why we're doing these nationwide conference calls, Jim. When you call the number 908-213-0995, that is why we're doing these teleconference calls. This is brand new from the Success Clinic. We are teaching people how to be and how to accept loving mirrors in your life, because that is the number one question that my students and clients ask me. We have decided to take it now to the nation and to the world, and I am training people how to be and accept loving mirrors in their life. So that's the purpose of this teleconference call. So you not only get a free book, you get to learn about the most important part of overcoming success anorexia.
Noah, stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to wrap up the hour by talking about another way to overcome success anorexia, and that is the second step, be willing to get what you want. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed. Check it out, please. We are back. 64 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you missed part of this visit with Noah, if you just tuned in and you'd like to hear the rest of it, or if you would like to just go back and listen again, maybe some things that meant something to you that you'd like to hear again, all you have to do is go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and select the on-demand feature, the rebroadcast feature, and you will be able to hear the show until it's replaced with tomorrow's show for the next 24 hours from your computer, over your computer, over the Internet. Just check that out, and I think you'll enjoy it, and get ready for a lot of other good stuff that'll be coming up. Noah St. John is our guest, and he's the author of Permission to Succeed. Noah, quickly give us the number out. Folks, this is the number to find out about how to sign up for the teleconference, which he's going to be having in a few weeks. And if you sign up for the teleconference, he's going to send you a free autographed copy of his book, Permission to Succeed.
And all people need to do is call 908-213-0995, and you're going to talk with Judy. She's very wonderful, and she's located in New Jersey.
Okay, and be sure to tell them where you heard Noah.
Exactly.
Be sure to mention how you found out about this. Noah, let's talk about step number two. This is one of the ways, folks, to cure yourself of success anorexia, and that is be willing to get what you want.
See, a lot of us really have some very strange and confusing and conflicting messages about success and what it means to succeed. So quite frankly, it's very simple. A lot of people are stopping themselves from success. Even though on the outside they're working hard, they're doing all of these things, but inside they reach a certain level of success and then they just simply get scared and they fall back down below that level where they feel quote-unquote comfortable. So what I teach people to do is think about and write about the pros and cons of not letting yourself succeed, because we have to face the fact that success is scary. Some parts of success, as much as we say we want it, and we do want it, some parts of it are scary. We need to write those down so that we can now make conscious choices. That is the key. These are unconscious choices, Jim, and that's why they're stopping so many people. That's why it's so frustrating. It's so debilitating. We need to get this to the conscious level. That is done by doing the writing exercises that are in the book. When you read Permission to Succeed, it's a very hands-on type of book. It shows you exactly what to do, how to do it, and more importantly, why to do it.
What are goal-free zones?
A goal-free zone is a time and a place in your life when you simply stop, when you don't do anything, just like it sounds, a goal-free zone. Many people with success anorexia, most of them are literally addicted to goal setting, and they feel so guilt-tripped if they ever stop, if they take time and literally to smell the roses or to just take a break from their hard day. What I teach people is you have to take those goal-free zones in order to find out, are you really going where you want to go? Maybe you've already achieved success and you don't even know it. You feel like a failure, but actually you have in your life the things that you've really wanted, but you don't even know that because you're so busy on this gerbil wheel.
And the thing is if you don't slow down just a little bit for and take a little bit of a time out to look around you, the answer to your prayers may have just gone by because you weren't paying attention.
That's exactly right. So we have to get off of this. This American culture is all about work, work, work. Well, we need to realize that relaxing is a part of life. And so, again, I counsel people to go in a goal-free zone, whether it's play tennis, take a walk, take a nap, bake a cake, whatever you want to do that is not goal-oriented. You know, it doesn't have to be forever, just, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes if you're really feeling excited about it, and take a goal-free zone.
Don't you recommend that we set aside certain times of the day or the week or whatever to do that?
You can do it that way. Also, what I do is you can just, whenever you get stressed during your day, you say, okay, you know what, I'm going to enter a goal-free zone right now, and you just stop. And what I do is I walk out of the office and I just leave, because that's the best way. You literally leave it physically behind. You just take a little walk around the block.
Noah, I got to interrupt you. That's got to be the last word. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Folks, Noah St. John, the author of Permission to Succeed. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, if it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.